Ever find yourself looking at some huge government plan and just thinking, well, someone must get this. But really, you're just crossing your fingers.
Yeah, I can feel a bit like you're lost in a maze sometimes.
Totally. Well, today we're trying to find a map specifically for Mexico's big national plan, the Plan Nacional de Desarrollo 2025-2030, the PND.
And we're not just, you know, skimming the highlights. We've got this academic paper, kind of our guide. It's called Epistemic Audit of Mexico's National Development Plan 2025-2030.
Quite a title.
It is. A five-level logical analysis of rhetoric, structure, and policy coherence. Basically, think of it as a really deep logical x-ray of the plan.
An epistemic audit. Okay, so like checking the plan's thinking process, how does that work?
That's a good way to put it, yeah. It's a really rigorous look at the logic. This audit uses a five-level framework to see if the claims hold up, if the goals actually line up with the actions, you know, if the whole thing makes logical sense.
Right.
So our mission today is really to pull out the key insights from this audit for you. We want to get a handle on the plan's core logic, see where there might be weaknesses, and crucially, do it without getting totally bogged down in jargon.
Exactly. Clarity is the goal. So this five-level framework sounds key. What are these levels, these lenses they used?
Right. So five ways of looking at the PND's logic. First, declarative logic, basically. Yeah. Are the factual statements true? Is there evidence?
Okay, facts first. Got it.
Second, structural logic. Do the goals actually connect logically to the steps they propose to take? Is there a coherent structure?
Makes sense. Plan A leads to goal B.
Then causal logic. Are the cause and effect links they draw valid? If we do X, will Y really happen?
Okay. Checking the assumptions.
Fourth is comparative logic. When they compare Mexico to other countries or historical situations, is that comparison fair? Does it make sense?
Right. Apples to apples, not apples to oranges.
Exactly. And finally, number five is rhetorical logic. This looks at where maybe emotional language or ideology seems to be doing the heavy lifting instead of clear reasoning.
Okay, five really distinct angles. Let's dive in. Declarative logic, are the facts solid? What did the audit find?
Well, one big one jumps out from page 9 of the plan. It claims, quote, "The fourth transformation has definitively separated political power from economic power."
That sounds definitive.
It does. But the audit says, hang on, where's the evidence? What specific laws or changes actually achieved this? Political science generally suggests these powers are, well, pretty intertwined usually. It's more aspirational than a done deal.
So, a bold claim, but maybe lacking the proof points.
That's what the audit suggests, yeah. A bit of a pattern, maybe, of making these big statements without always showing the work.
Okay. Were there other examples where the claims seem shaky?
Oh, definitely. Page 19. The plan states, we have eradicated institutional racism.
Wow. Eradicated? That's huge.
It would be. But the audit says this is, well, demonstrably false. They point to data from Mexico's own anti-discrimination body, CONAPRED, and UN reports that still show significant racial inequalities persisting.
So the official data contradicts the plan's claim.
Pretty directly, yes. Eradicated means gone completely, and the evidence just isn't there. It kind of makes you wonder about other big claims in the plan, you know?
It really does. Okay, let's shift to structural logic then. Does the plan actually lay out how it's going to achieve things?
This is where some other issues pop up. Take the commitment on page 12. Every Mexican will have guaranteed internet access.
Universal internet. Sounds like a great goal.
Absolutely. But the audit points out there's basically nothing on how. No budget details, no mention of specific partnerships, no step-by-step plan. And this is when, what was it, nearly a third of rural communities didn't have access in 2023.
Right. So it's a promise without the actual plan part.
That seems to be the finding here. A tendency maybe to state these really ambitious goals, but without the underlying structure needed to make them happen. It raises feasibility questions.
Yeah, you can see how that would be a concern. Any other examples of that structural gap?
Yes, another big one. On page 20, the PND commits to building 500,000 new homes for low-income families.
500,000 homes.
Yeah.
Also sounds very positive.
Very worthy goal, for sure. But again, the audit finds a real lack of critical details. Where will they be built? How does this fit with urban planning? Crucially, how is this enormous project going to be funded?
The practicalities are missing.
Without those core structural elements, the audit suggests it remains more of a symbolic commitment than a fully fleshed out strategy.
Right. It feels like a pattern emerging. Let's look at causal logic, the cause and effect links. Did the audit find problems there?
Yes. Some oversimplifications seem to be present. For example, page 13 states that Ending corruption will automatically result in economic growth.
Just like that. End corruption, get growth.
That's the implication. But the audit points out, look, economic growth is complex. It depends on investment, productivity, global factors, lots of things. You can't just draw a straight line from less corruption to automatic growth. The World Bank often cautions against that kind of linear thinking.
Yeah, economies are rarely that simple.
Hmm.
Were there other causal links that seem too simple?
Uh-huh. Page 10 asserts that inflation has not been caused by social spending increases. Now, the auditor says, okay, that might be partly true, but the plan states it without acknowledging all the other things driving inflation, like global commodity prices or supply chain issues, things the World Bank also highlights.
So it's potentially focusing on one factor and ignoring others that are likely playing a role.
It seems that way, presenting perhaps a convenient but incomplete causal picture.
Okay, what about outside of pure economics, say environment or social issues?
Well, there's a claim on page 29 that environmental renewal will automatically lower crime rates.
Environmental renewal lowers crime automatically.
Right. That's the link drawn. But the audit calls this a major overgeneralization. Crime is incredibly complex, multi-causal, as groups like the UN Office on Drugs and Crime always emphasize. Greener spaces are great, but they don't automatically solve the deep roots of crime.
Right. That feels like connecting two things that aren't directly automatically linked. So a tendency towards perhaps overly simple cause and effect. Let's move to comparative logic, using comparisons. How did the plan fare there?
There were some issues flagged here, too. A key example is on page 15, where it says Mexico's public health system will become like the Nordic countries.
Aiming high, like Denmark or Sweden.
Exactly. But the audit critiques this because it ignores huge structural differences. Like Mexico spends about 6.2% of GDP on health. Nordic countries spend over 10%. That's a massive gap in funding, not even mentioning differences in doctor-patient ratios or just how the systems are run.
So it's comparing aspirations without acknowledging the very different starting points and resources.
That's the core critique. The comparison lacks the necessary context. It ignores these fundamental resource disparities.
Okay, that makes sense. Any other comparisons that raised eyebrows for the auditors?
Yes. On page 21, there's an analogy comparing the current fight against corruption to Benito Juarez's defense of the Republic back in the 19th century.
Comparing fighting corruption today to a 19th century war.
Right. The audit argues this just doesn't work logically. Juarez was dealing with military invasions and national sovereignty in a totally different era. Equating that with tackling modern corruption, it kind of misrepresents both history and the actual tasks involved. It sounds dramatic, maybe, but doesn't hold up logically.
An analogy that maybe sounds stirring but falls apart under scrutiny. Okay, finally, rhetorical logic, where language might be doing more work than logic. What did the audit find here?
This was actually a pretty significant area, according to the audit. Lots of examples, like the phrase on page 13, politics is made with love, not with hate.
Sounds nice. Positive message.
It is positive. But the audit asks, what does that mean for policy? How does it translate into a strategy or budget decision in a national development plan? It's emotionally appealing, sure, but lacks strategic substance.
So more rhetoric than actionable policy.
That seems to be the assessment. Another one, page 10. This plan is written with the heart of the people, not the ink of technocrats.
The people versus experts kind of line.
Exactly. It's a classic populist appeal. But the audit suggests this framing dismisses the need for technical expertise, for data, for careful analysis and making good policy, something organizations like the OECD stress is vital.
So potentially prioritizing popular appeal over sound, evidence-based planning.
That's the concern raised. And there are more examples. Page 14 claims La Quarta transformation is the final and irreversible step in our historical journey.
Final and irreversible. That sounds very certain.
Yeah, it does. The audit calls this teleological, claiming a predetermined endpoint without explaining how it's inevitable. And it kind of shuts down debate, doesn't it? Then there's a metaphor on page 16. The people are the medicine, the state is the nurse.
Poetic.
Poetic, yes. But the audit points out that this kind of language replaces the need for actual detailed explanations of how the healthcare system will work, how resources get allocated. It substitutes poetry for policy mechanics.
Using evocative phrases instead of system details. Any last rhetorical examples?
Just one more mentioned here. The final line on page 30. The future belongs to the brave hearts of this nation.
Inspirational closing.
Definitely inspirational. But again, the audit's point is, inspiration doesn't justify a specific policy or explain a budget line item. It doesn't substitute for reasoned argument within the plan itself.
Okay, so putting it all together, what were the most common types of these logical issues the audit found in the PND?
Based on the audit's analysis, it looks like rhetorical flourishes and declarative claims, those potentially lacking solid evidence, were most frequent. Especially, you know, in the introduction and the big vision parts.
And the structural gaps.
Those seemed most common in the specific commitments, like the 100 commitments section and the main policy chapters. That's where the how seemed to be missing most often.
Right. Well, this deep dive into the audit certainly gives us a much more, let's say, critical view of the logical underpinnings of Mexico's plan. It seems there are definitely areas where maybe the clarity and the evidence could be stronger.
Absolutely. And understanding the stuff, the underlying logic, it isn't just academic. It's really crucial for making effective policy happen. And importantly, for holding governments accountable.
Yeah.
If plans aren't built on solid logic, clear evidence, and actionable steps, it becomes really hard to track progress or even know if they're delivering what they promised.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm.
How often do we see plans maybe at work, in our communities, even our own goals? They could probably use this kind of logical checkup, this epistemic audit.
That's a great point.
What are the questions we should be asking, you know, to make sure plans aren't just nice words, but actually have a solid chance of working, that they're logically sound?
That's a fantastic takeaway question for everyone listening. And look, if you are interested in digging even deeper into this specific case, we definitely recommend checking out the original epistemic audit paper. It goes into much more detail.
Huh.